We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Amud Aleph, and we are starting almost two-thirds of the way down the Amud. The first word in the line is Oysan. We're starting from Om Amar. It's approximately 8 or 9 lines from the bottom. It's Pei Amud Aleph, the middle of the Amud, two-thirds of the way down, Om Amar. We learned in a Braisa like this, that there was a para that killed, and therefore the para is Chayiv Misa. And then the para gave birth, so it depends. If the para gave birth before Gemar Din, the Vlad is Mutter. If he gave birth after Vlad Din, the Vlad is Asa. So let's analyze the halacha. Oh, Mar, Machloi Nigmar Dina Yolda Vlad Amuta. Right, the Gemara of Afagav the Chinocha Havamu Ibra. Was it already pregnant when it killed someone? When it stoyed someone? When it kicked someone? Vama Rava says Vlad Hanegachas of Vlad of Negachas Asa is also why he even Vlad Anochu. We consider that both partners in this negicha, because this Vlad was part of the negicha. So it's usur, and it's usur v'akrava means, because we're talking about a case it's only 8 echad or pi bailim. But if it would be 2 edim, it would be chayv misa also. The lashon usur is Gerava's punk talking about a case where it's only 8 echad or pi bailim, which means he was moidah, so there, it's only usur l'gavoya, not l'hadid. But what do you see? The point is that Vlad is the geach, the Vlad becomes part of the din Torah. The Vlad was Negech. Same thing, Vlad and Nirvas. If the Vlad of a behemoth that was Nirvas, that was Mezana with a person, with the Adam, Osir, the Vlad is also why he Vlad the Nirvu. The Vlad considered that it had a heart that knows Nirvas, and therefore it's also. So here we're saying that if before Gemara Din, Yolda, the Vlad's Mutta. What do you mean? You have to make a Gemara Din. It's possible you don't have to make a Gemara Din with the Vlad. You have to make a Gemara Din with the Vlad also. The Vlad's part of the Avera. So Gemara says, you're right, it changes. Ema, im anchloi nigmar dina, before Gemara Din, she became more beres, vil yolda, then vlad amuta. You're right. If she was pregnant b'shasta avera, or b'shasta ritzicha, the vlad has to be in the same din Torah. Here the case was, after the murder, the shar got pregnant, and then had a baby before the Gemara Din. That's before Gemara Din. Actually, the Gemara Din Ibra v'yolda v'yald vlad does mutter. In Mishnah Nigmar Din Ibra v'yolda, if after Gemara Din it was Ibra v'yolda, then vlad the aser. Then the vlad is aser. So Tashi now Mishnah means Ibra v'yolda, means after Gemara Din it became pregnant and had a vlad. The vlad is aser. So now why is that? Because the behemah is aser b'ano, but the problem is, there was a male here also, a male cow also, that had part in this. So why do you go buster the para, go buster the male? So ho nich l'man di yom ha-zev ha-zeh gerim osir, so it's good. It's a plagas v'sekas tamuru. Then the behemah is osir, because it became a beres after it became osmano, and even though the zachar is not osmano, but you go it's zev ha-zeh gerim is osir. But now on top of pay on my base, what would be pshat that the vlad is aser if it was ibra v'yolda achak gemar din? Lucher it zev zegar. Elo amar avina ema like this. Imach lo nigmar dina ibra v'yolda vlad mutter. Again, if it's before gemar din, it became pregnant and gave birth mutter. Vimach lo nigmar dina ibra, she became pregnant before gemar din. Umish nigmar dina yolda. So then, vlad the aser. Why? Because the Gemara Din goes on this whole fat behema, including the uber. Uber, yerechimai. Because uber is part of the mother. There was a Gemara Din on the uber. Now, the reason why the uber is us is because there was a Gemara Din on the uber. That's the reason. Like Rashi says, Roshnig Madina, yoldo vlad the aser, afgav le hava shasta gicha. It wasn't him shasta gicha. Kivin the hava shasta Gemara Din, nesem, the Gemara Din, im imoi, the uber, yerechimai. But it's very possible if it became Uberis after the Gemara Din, So there's three different options over here. If it was pregnant with Shasta Negicha, it's part of the Gemara Din. If it became pregnant after the Gemara Din and gave birth before the Gemara Din, so then it's Mutter. If it became pregnant before the Gemara Din and gave birth after the Gemara Din, it's Aser. Then you have a fourth case where it became Ibra V'yolda afterwards, it's talking like Zev Zergayim Aser or Mutter. That's what comes out, Lefizah. Now, we learned, now going right there in the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, that kol chayiv emisois, that got mixed up to each other, it gets the misa of the kala, the one that's more lenient. So, the Gemara, so, what it was, for example, let's say, we got mixed up here. We make it easy. The nechnokim within the skull. That's pasha. Chenek is less than skila. Got mixed up. So what do you do? Everyone gets chenek. The problem the Gemara doesn't want to know is, how do you give a guy his mechal Shabbos chenek? He never got warned for chenek. He only got warned for skila. Teretz is, because maybe a skila is a clue, the cool digger ones. That's what you have to say. So shema mino, mutzra l'dava chomor, have a mutzra l'dava kal. Someone gets warned for a dava chomor, he's automatically, bechlal masayim mono, warned for the dava kal. So you see, and the problem is, it's a machloikis. So we're here, shema mino, we have a raya from here, that this is the halacha, in Mesechus Suba, it's a shayla, it's a machloikis. So we bring a raya from here, l'chayra, mutzra l'dava chomor, mutzra l'dava kal. Omer Rav Yirmiyah, it's not a raya. How come I ask you? Because you warned these chevra stam. When these guys did this Mechal Shabbos or whatever they were at Sicha, he said, you chayv misa for that. And you didn't say what it is. Is that enough for Asra? V'hai Tanahu, it's the following Tana. Tanahu, it's the price. So, v'shar chayv misa shabatayra, ev misa noisa, ala v'edo, v'edim v'asra. It says shar chayv misa, it means, and not mesis and medeach. A mesis, someone convinced people to do a vayzor, you don't have to give him asra. But charchayv mises, Rebbe Torah, ein mises roisa ela be'edo, with a bezem 23, ve'edim, v'asra. Ve'ad, what's called asra? Ve'ad sheyedi'u, shuchayv mises bezem. You have to tell him that he's chayv mises bezem. And that's what our Gemara will be going like. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, ad sheyedi'u be'ezem misa hu nareg. You have to actually tell him which misa you're being killed with. Which misa? So that's machlekes, and we're saying that our Mishnah is not a raya because the case is hosuvay stam, and we're going to Rambam Yama holds that I can just warn you for misa. I don't have to say which specific misa. Ruda holds you have to say which specific misa. So what's the biar machlekes? Tanakama yelf mekayshish. We know that mekayshish got misas bezdin because we know mechala and mezumas, but we don't know which one. So they put him into a jail, and then they waited to see which misa. And then they gave him skila. I wasn't warned for skila. Teretz is to see, it's enough to warn him for Misa. Rabbi Yudayim, Mekosha Ra'a Shah Yisa. Don't bring a Raya from Mekoshish. That was a Ra'a Shah. And therefore, it's not a Raya from there. That was special halacha that we gave him Misa. We shouldn't have given Misa. You should have known which one. But there, it's a Ra'a Shah, and therefore, don't bring a Raya from there. That's what Yudah says. Because similar to everyone says, but Megad, if it's a Ra'a Shah, Megad wasn't Asra at all. And there we killed him. There couldn't be Asra at all, because he didn't know he's Chayav Misi, but he didn't know what the halacha is. By Megad, I'm still giving him Misa. There was a Ra'a Shah attack, like Gemara says before. But here we're saying, even Mekoshish also, there is a Ra'a Shah. That's what comes out, and that's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda.